From the studios of the Mayo Clinic News Network, this is Mayo Clinic Radio, exploring the latest developments in health and medicine and what they mean to you.
Welcome, everyone, to Mayo Clinic Radio. I'm Tracy McCray, along with Dr. Tom Shives. Depending on where it is on your body, a lump or bump may be something harmless or a cause for concern. How can you tell the difference? And when should you see your doctor? We'll get answers about lumps and bumps from Mayo Clinic surgeon Dr. David Farley. Also on the program, it's tick season, and these tiny creatures can carry some pretty serious diseases. We'll talk about the best ways to protect against tick-borne illnesses with Dr. Bobby Pritt. And planning a picnic that's both nutritious and safe with dietitian Kate Zaratsky. All that, along with this week's health and medical news, right after this.
Welcome back to Mayo Clinic Radio. I'm Dr. Tom Shives.
And I'm Tracy McCray.
You know, our bodies are usually pretty good at signaling when something is wrong with us. It might be a fever when we have an infection, or sneezing and watery eyes when an allergy kicks in. Lumps and bumps are another signal our bodies sometimes send when something isn't quite right. It might be a lump in our breast or a bump under our scalp.
But some bumps aren't serious and others are. Here to talk about lumps and bumps and what they mean is Mayo Clinic surgeon Dr. David Farley. Welcome back to the program, Dr. Farley.
Thanks, Tracy.
David, nice to see you.
Pleasure, Tom.
So I think part of your day, probably every day, you see lumps and bumps. And tell us about some of the most common ones you see. And let's start with the head, neck, breast region.
Sure. Lots of lumps and bumps. And first and foremost, most lumps and bumps are benign. They're not cancer. Usually some part of the skin, an infectical follicle, lipoma, a little fatty tumor underneath the skin. I do some neck surgery, thyroid lumps sometimes noted, and then lymph nodes will get big sometimes when people are fighting an infection.
So lymph nodes in the head and neck region can be anywhere on the neck. Is it true? I've heard that if it's the ones, or maybe I even learned this, the ones that in the back of the neck are enlarged, it suggests that you have mono?
I don't know about that. The lymph nodes are basically a response to fighting something. And the lymph nodes are typically associated next to big blood vessels. They're there to clean the blood and clean your body of blood. As far as mono, I don't know that I would say I've ever taken out a lymph node in the back and found mono. Usually mono goes away, and our good physicians recommend you don't need an operation or taking that out. Most lumps and bumps will go away if they're lymph nodes.
So most lymph nodes, when they become enlarged, it speaks because of an infection. Some play sinus infection, throat infection, ear infection, et cetera.
Absolutely. Tonsillitis, pharyngitis, inflammation of the mouth. People get big lymph nodes, kids especially, in the back of the mouth or in the neck. They're responding to that infection.
What about, though, when a lymph node doesn't go back down when you start feeling better, but it stays swollen up? What does that usually mean?
Well, usually that's a sign of somebody needs to take a peek at it, because a lymph node shouldn't stay big. It should get smaller over time. And we're always nervous. Could this be a cancerous process of the lymph node, so-called lymphoma? And that oftentimes has other symptoms. But a infectious lymph node typically gets big and then will drift back down to normal. It may take a month or two or three. But if it stays bigger, that's something that probably a physician should be seeing.
Is it something like, I'm thinking about a pimple that can get plugged up and then that's why it swells? Or, I mean, the infection part aside, when you start feeling better, but sometimes if it doesn't get smaller, is that part of what happens?
Yeah, you know, you can have a cut on the mouth and the cut gets better, but all of a sudden you notice a big lump underneath your jaw. Mm-hmm. And that node has been trying to take care of those bacteria, and they do a wonderful job of it. I had that happen as a college student, a little crack in the mouth, and it was 3 or 4 months having a golf ball sitting underneath there, but eventually settles down and goes away.
Nodules of the thyroid, are those usually picked up when someone goes in for their general examination and the physician feels a nodule in the thyroid, or do a lot of people come in having seen them in the mirror?
Yeah, a lot of people, especially people like Tracy, skinny ladies with skinny necks, they will see the lumps either in the shower or more likely cleaning themselves, all of a sudden say, uh-oh, what is that? And people will follow that usually for a week or more, but then they'll be speaking up to say, this isn't right. And if they can see it in the mirror, they're definitely coming to the doctor.
Isn't that kind of the overall that we're talking about here is a lump or a bump, usually you can see it. And so that is part of what makes people so nervous and wants to go. If it's inside, not a big deal. It's in there, whatever. It's a nodule, it's getting bigger. But if it's something that you can see, that makes people want to come. You said there's a certain size that most patients usually will show up and say, all right, it's too big now.
That's exactly right. Seeing it or feeling it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes guys like me are chubby enough that you can't see it, but you can definitely feel it. And usually when you get about 3 centimeters, a little over an inch, almost everybody wants the lump out.
Do thyroid nodules follow the general rule that you mentioned at the very beginning, that most lumps and bumps are benign?
Yeah, I would say about 95% of all thyroid nodules are benign. Most thyroid nodules are not seen nor felt. With an ultrasound or a CAT scan or imaging, you can see it. And basically, however old you are, I'm 54, I've probably got about a 54% chance of having a thyroid nodule right now. Most of them are very benign, harmless.
Can you tell that without a biopsy, without taking a little sample?
Good question. A thyroid nodule, if it's looked at with an ultrasound, you can tell it's a cyst full of water. That's unlikely to be a cancer. With the ultrasound, it's a wonderful test. You can look at it and say, that's actually a papillary thyroid cancer, the most common and the most easily treatable of all thyroid cancers. But just to look at it and for me to feel it, or our endocrinologist or our internist feeling it, it's tough to tell, but there's sometimes some sensation. A harder, firmer nodule is more worrisome than something that's soft and fleshy.
So bottom line, if you have a lump in your thyroid, you ought to have it checked, because there, even though the chances are small, it could potentially be a cancerous tumor.
Absolutely. And they happen frequently in women 20, 30, 40 years of age and on.
And I would say this pertains to any lump or bump, but this would be a spot when it comes to the thyroid that watchful waiting can be part of the conversation, because I know that when we've talked to thyroid experts, they'll say maybe those don't all have to be yanked out of there. Maybe thyroid cancer is not such a thing that you need to be so entirely concerned about. You can monitor it. Yeah. And when it comes to a thyroid nodule in particular, what do you feel about that, or what do you advise patients?
That's exactly right. Again, 95% at least are benign. So it's not harmful. And now we've gone so far as to say medicine has gotten so good with the ultrasound that we're finding tiny little cancers that are 3 and 4 millimeters. And there are certain places in the world, Japan especially, that it says, we're going to sit tight and just watch this, because this is not a threatening cancer.
Other lumps and bumps about the head and neck that you see that you can tell us about?
From time to time, people get parotid lumps and bumps. Usually that's infection, inflammation, but you can get a tumor in the parotid gland.
Now, where is the parotid gland?
The parotid gland sits at the angle of the jaw, sort of just below the ear. You can see lumps and bumps in the head and neck that may be skin problems, actually a melanoma or a basal cell cancer. That's on frequently our farmers that have exposed heads at the top said, hey, I got this little pimple up top, doc. It's not a pimple. It's actually a sun-exposed cancer.
Are most parotid tumors benign?
Most are, yeah.
And do they need to be removed?
Parotid tumors need to be carefully taken care of by somebody a lot smarter and more technically adept than Dr. Farley. Our ear, nose, and throat surgeons are superb, and they will give a recommendation whether or not it needs to be removed.
And a lesion on the scalp ought to have somebody take a look at that too, whether it's a cyst or some potential skin cancer.
Absolutely. And some of the problems there is you can't see it yourself, and whether it's a spouse or a loved one helping you out. But ideally, a dermatologist, internist, a physician taking a peek at it would be a good thing.
Get it checked.
Absolutely.
We're talking about lumps and bumps and what they mean for our health with Mayo Clinic surgeon Dr. David Farley. We're going to take a short break, but when we come back, myth or matter of fact, it's definition time, Tom. A cyst is a type of bump that is usually harmless.
You're listening to Mayo Clinic Radio on the Mayo Clinic News Network. Welcome back to Mayo Clinic Radio. Our guest, general surgeon, lumps and bumps doctor, Dr. David Farley. So we've pretty much covered the head and neck region with regard to lumps and bumps. So let's talk next about the breast. Obviously, a big concern to a lot of women, because it is a fairly common condition. Again, are most of those picked up by women doing self-exams, or by their physician, or the mammogram that's taken periodically?
Yeah, I think all three. I couldn't tell you exactly, but women that are doing monthly breast exam, they'll be the ones that typically will find the lump. Those that come in annually and expect their physician to find them, physicians often will, and those getting a mammogram that are 40, 50 or years older may find something on a mammogram.
I would have, there's so many different types of breast lumps though. You've got some that are on the outer edge and some that are deep inside, and then you've got the ductal ones. All of them mean something different. I mean, depending on where they're at or what the size they are.
Yeah. I think that's why a physician needs to be involved. Mm-hmm. Invariably, especially early on, most lumps and bumps are benign. So a 10 and 20 and 25-year-old woman will have a lump in the breast. It's typically a fibroadenoma, a little bit of scar tissue. It's a benign thing and may never need to be dealt with whatsoever. As we age, 30, 40, 50, or if we have a family history of breast cancer, lumps and bumps are more meaningful. Having said that, most of them are benign.
That's what I was going to ask. Is there any way to say most of the lumps that women feel, most of them are benign?
They are.
Wow.
Sometimes a bruise turns into what's called fat necrosis and makes a little bump. Usually we're not perfect, although Fifth Avenue may want to say that every model is gorgeous and pretty and no lumps and bumps. All those ladies have lumps and bumps in the breast, the fat lobules, the breast lobules. There's always a little variation.
But again, ought to be checked out. Ought to see your physician about it. All right, I'm ready for myth or matter of fact.
All right, myth or matter of fact. A cyst is a type of bump that is usually harmless.
Yeah, 99% of the time, harmless.
And cyst, can you tell pretty much by feel that it is in fact cystic, that is fluid filled and not solid, or do you sometimes need imaging?
Sometimes you need imaging, because sometimes that little balloon, if you will, that fills with water fills up so tight, it's rock hard. And I've been fooled on a couple occasions. I've been nervous, and sometimes we don't need an image. We just put a little needle in, and the fluid comes out and say, oops, the lump's gone.
Speaking of common lumps, let's go to lipomas. Tell us what they are and where you most commonly see them.
It's a benign fat cell that decides to just get bigger. I'm not sure why this happens. It happens all over the body. There are some people that make lipomas, 40, 50, 100 of them in their body, little bitty things to bigger things, the size of a grapefruit, if you will. Most people will have one or two perhaps in a lifetime and almost never know it because they stay small. They're typically almost always benign. The only time we've seen lipomas become really evil is when they become liposarcomas, an actual cancerous process, and they typically much, much larger.
If you leave them alone, is there a chance that that happens?
I guess there's a chance, but I'd hate to say here that everybody out there needs to have their lipoma removed.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a significant change in size, then I would think about removing that lump.
Right, and usually it's a different disease. I mean, a lipoma is almost always a lipoma, and liposarcoma, a different problem. Do you ever see, I know you see these in the abdomen, what's called the retroperitoneum, behind the lining of the bowel. Have you ever seen one of those that you initially was benign that then became malignant, or don't most of them start out as low-grade malignant?
It's a great question, and it's a tough thing to answer because underneath the microscope, a lipoma and a liposarcoma early on will look exactly the same. It's tough to tell the difference between the two.
Another lump that I know you see, hernia.
Mm-hmm.
And those almost always in the groin, or can you see them elsewhere? Or around the belly button, huh?
Belly button. You can have a hiatal hernia, which I can't feel. That's inside the chest by the esophagus.
And what does that mean, hiatal hernia?
Hiatal hernia is where that feeding tube slides down into the stomach, and there's a transition from the chest to the abdomen. And that hiatus, that opening, if you will, is too open, and things can regurgitate back up, and people will have reflux.
So that's when the acid from the stomach refluxes back up into the esophagus, and that hurts.
That's right. Bile will get into the esophagus, the acid will get in there, and people don't like that, and they get chest discomfort.
So the esophagus isn't built to have acid on its lining.
Correct.
What about lumps on the legs? I mean, when I think of lumps, I do think of the fatty tumor. You know, people that have one, they name it and it's there.
Yeah.
You know, Fred, whatever.
Yeah.
But I've also seen those people have them on their legs. Is there a different type of lump that you would get on your leg, or is it the same type of fatty tumor?
It's the same type of fatty tumor, but there's other things that can make lumps and bumps. Sometimes you can get a bump that everybody's worried about, and it turns out it's a varicose vein. It's a soft bump that you can push on, it goes away, and grandkids find it on their grandparents. There are other lumps that are cysts, an infected follicle. There are other sports people that get a bruise, get trauma, and there's a woodiness to it. Maybe it's a necrosis, as we talked about, a fat necrosis. Things change over time, and we tend to get more lumps and bumps as we age.
You know, I saw you also had on your list lumps and bumps on the genitals. Why don't you ask the first question?
Is that really on my list? No, well, I know that, well, it depends, you know, for men and for women, I'm sure these are two different questions. Or are they? Are those the same types of lumps or bumps?
Lots of different lumps and bumps there. I'm not an expert on all of them, but most likely a hair follicle that gets infected, swelling develops, cysts happen, not infrequently.
Sure.
And most things, again, benign, follow that rule.
Correct.
Yep. But again, something you ought to have checked out.
Yep.
And when it comes to just in general, if you find a lump or a bump, like you said, if it's a thyroid one, you see it when you get out of the shower, you notice it, or something on the back of your arm, how long should you watch it before you say, all right, it's been around for 10 days or 1 month? How long should you just let it be before you go in and ask for help?
Great question. And the answer is going to be depends. There are some people that are highly anxious, and they're going to need to get in there within an hour of finding the lump or bump. Truthfully, if I found a lump or bump in myself in the neck, I would be watching that thing over the next week or two. And if it's not changing, not doing anything exciting, I wouldn't be compelled to go see my physician.
Because lymph nodes, you know, someone that might have a bump in their neck, they think that it's a thyroid, but it's a lymph node. The lymph nodes are all over the body, right?
Absolutely. And it's just some of them are easier to feel than others.
Right. So do the ones that are, you know, underneath your armpit or down in your groin, do those ones swell up just like the ones in your neck do?
Absolutely. We operate on people with lymphoma all the time, and our colleagues need to get tissue from those lymph nodes so they know which chemotherapy to get. And we do this on a daily basis. We take out lymph nodes to show what type of tumor we're dealing with.
You know, as Dr. Farley indicated, lymph nodes, like most things that are benign, either will not get any bigger or will go away. I think one of the keys here is if you find a lump or a bump somewhere, if it continues to enlarge, you certainly ought to go have it checked out.
Absolutely.
And one more thing for the watchful waiting, no matter where it's at in the body, you can watch and wait and see after you've had it looked at by a doctor? Or are there some areas where it's better than others, where it's okay to do watchful waiting and others where it's not?
Again, it so much depends on body habitus of the patient. As Tom says, a lump that's getting bigger, progressively bigger, it's not a good thing. There are certain lumps, heaven forbid a skinny person had an aneurysm of a blood vessel. That wouldn't be something that I would watch for wait until I'd had a physician to give me a good recommendation.
Aneurysm?
It's a swelling. It's an outgrowth of the blood vessel, the aortic aneurysm, among the most common.
And that's something you don't want to wait and watch.
That is definitely not something.
Get too much bigger or burst.
No. And even then, I will say, Tom, that the average aorta is 2 centimeters. You can wait until it's 4 centimeters. The data would suggest it's not any risk for surgery early on. We shouldn't be doing surgery early on. Should wait a little bit.
You mentioned varicose veins earlier, and I just started thinking, is there a time when a varicose vein lump can get to be too big? That just is a cosmetic problem. Or if it gets big enough, is there something more significant?
We've got a few people from time to time as we age, the skin gets thinner and it breaks down, and the skin breaks down over it. It's compressed so much that the blood flow into the skin is poor, and then you have some ulcers and erosion, and then we get some bleeding through that that probably ought to be seen sooner rather than later.
Yeah, but fortunately there are worse problems than that. Ah. That we can take care of, right? Dr. David Farley, Lumps and Bumps Doctor, General Surgeon at Mayo Clinic in Rochester.
Thanks for being here.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Still to come on Mayo Clinic Radio, it's tick season, and along with these tiny parasites come some pretty harmful diseases. We'll tell you how to protect yourself against tick-borne illnesses. And we'll talk about how to incorporate nutrition and food safety into your next picnic. Our dietitian Kate Zaradsky has the answers. Do you have a health-related question you'd like us to answer or a topic you'd like us to cover? You can tweet us anytime at hashtag Mayo Clinic Radio or send us an email at mayoclinicradio@mayo.edu.
Coming up, the latest health and medical news with Vivian Williams. You're listening to Mayo Clinic Radio on the Mayo Clinic News Network.
Hi, I'm Vivian Williams with a Mayo Clinic News Network headline. Ah, the sun. It feels so good to bask in it. Well, doing so can increase your risk of skin cancer, including melanoma, which can be deadly. A study from the British Association of Dermatologists shows people are not taking this seriously. Researchers there found most people get sunburned, not good, and they don't check themselves for suspicious moles. Prevention and early detection are key, says Mayo Clinic dermatologist Dr. Don Davis.
So if you're wearing your sunscreen and photoprotective clothing and monitoring your skin once a month, and you see a new lesion or a changing lesion, go to your primary care doctor or a local dermatologist who can assess it for you. If it ends up being a skin cancer, the earlier it's detected, the better your prognosis and chance of cure.
Dr. Davis says if you're worried about a mole, go get it checked out. Do not wait. It could save your life. Blood clots and birth control pills. A study in the journal BMJ, the Journal of the British Medical Association, suggests most new types of birth control pills are more likely to raise a woman's risk of blood clots than older formulations.
The study measured the risk of blood clots in veins among women receiving different types of birth control pills and showed that the later or newer generation